Hello, everyone and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelley Stereo, my home theater home, my one-stop audiovisual shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. That's 818-716-8500, and tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you there. You can email questions to Bruce at brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Shelley's Stereo. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and you can tweet me during the show, which is live on Thursdays at 11, as I am a multitasker. Also, if you haven't already, and why not, follow and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have literally thousands of moms and dads from around the world, and it's become quite a community. Just today, I noticed a mom had posted a dilemma on our discussion board and had gotten quite some good feedback from other moms and dads, and was saying how much she appreciated it. And I think that's what it's all about, a community serving and helping one another. We have one sponsor slot still open, and we're ideally looking for an insurance company or a law firm to join our sponsor team, and they could join us for either family insurance matters or family legal matters. If you feel your company or firm would fit with our show's demographic of families and their needs, we'd love to hear from you. You must have someone that can speak moderately intelligibly if you're to guest on these new additional segments. If you believe you're such a match, contact the station at 805-564-1290 or me at bruce@brucesalen.com. Before I get into today's topic, I want to share with you a little personal problem that I'm having with my 17-year-old son. And I think we all face these decisions about wanting to micromanage our kids. And my 17-year-old son is blessed with the most gorgeous head of dark red hair you can imagine. As a follically challenged middle-aged man, I adore his hair. It is, even when he was a baby and we would push him around in a stroller everywhere we went, women would come up and go, "Oh my God, that hair color, it's so gorgeous, I wish I had it." Well, it's still that rich, dark color. He looks a little bit like that skateboarder, why am I forgetting his name? Oh gosh, you know, the skateboarder, snowboarder that won all the Olympics, but you know who I'm talking about. Not as bright a color as Carrot Top, but more like that skateboarder. What is his name, Richard? Do you remember? Ugh, my engineer doesn't remember. This is embarrassing. But anyway, so the other day he comes to me, he says, "Dad, I want to shave my head." I'm going, how can you do that with that gorgeous hair? And then he goes to me about an hour later, "Actually, I've changed my mind. I want a mohawk." Again, I'm looking at him, "No, you can't have a mohawk." A little bit later, he says, "Okay, well, then I want it to look like this picture of Tommy Lee from the 80s. That was the big hair look. Finally, I kind of look at him and I realize, am I going to make this my battle? And I made an appointment with him at the place that cuts my hair and for this weekend. And I finally said to him, "Okay, you can do whatever you want." But in the meantime, he shares this news that he's going to make his hair look like Tommy Lee from the 80s with his girlfriend. Now, she texts me and says, "Please, please, Bruce, anything, but don't let him cut his hair." Now, what the heck am I supposed to do? I texted her back. I said, "Look, it's his. He's 17 years old. This is not a battle that I think I should be fighting, nor do I think it's one any of us as parents should fight. He's not going to get a tattoo as long as he's under my roof. He's not going to get a piercing as long as he's under my roof. But what he does with his hair is really, at this point, as long as he's behaving in other ways acceptably, it's none of my business." And that's the way it's going to be. I suggested to his girlfriend, "Come along when we go to the barber shop. Maybe you can make a difference. We'll see if she wants to take that on." I'm going to drop him off and go to the Apple store and play on some computers because I can't bear the thought of him doing what he might do to his hair. Anyway, that is my opening thought of the day. Today's topic is based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column. You can find my columns, as always, on the web on my website at brucesalen.com. You can Google A Dad's Point of View, and you'll probably find it in any number of the 100 or so newspapers and websites that carry it internationally. You can find it in Santa Barbara at the Santa Barbara News Press, which is my home paper. And this week's column was titled, "The Middle School Syndrome." And that's my name for what I believe is a problem that we are facing today that did not exist in my time, or certainly maybe even 20 years ago. First of all, the whole notion of middle school didn't even exist. There was elementary school, junior high, and high school. They didn't call it middle school. And in some areas, they would have elementary school through eighth grade, and then high school was ninth through 12th grade. So there was, in fact, no middle junction. What has happened, however, as most parents know that have middle schoolers, is that this transitional period has become very problematic for both parents and their kids. In many ways, it is equally troublesome for the moms. And I will go out on a limb, and I know I'm at risk of being accused of being a sexist, but I think it's more of a problem for the moms than the dads. And I'll get into it in a little bit more and be a little bit more specific. But it's also become a very big problem with the kids because of the maturity level and because of the methods of communication and the things that the kids have at their access, at their fingertips, between the computers, internet, smartphones, all that we read about, from sexting, which I think is a very absurd name, to sending around photos on their phones that are inappropriate, to surfing the web and doing all sorts of things that we would rather they not do, to the predatory adults that occasionally go after our kids. It seems to all take place during middle school. So that's the risk and the fears that we as parents face when our kids go to middle school. But on the parental side, there's a whole other thing. And that is, and again, I think this is more of a mom problem than a dad problem. But the problem is very simple, that elementary school has changed significantly. And because of economic reasons and other reasons, parents are encouraged to participate in the elementary school process to a significant degree. So when I grew up, there was a PTA, and they would have one or two fundraisers a year. But now the parent-teacher associations are major, major operations. And the moms get involved. And many of these moms are former working professionals who have, for one reason or another, chosen to stay at home, which is a good thing. I applaud that. But they're applying the techniques that they applied at work to their job of being a mom and to their role at the PFA. So they get absolutely consumed by all the things they're doing at elementary school. And now at middle school, they're being told to, in essence, butt out. That is not easy for a lot of them. And they are beginning to face what is they will face later, which is the empty nest syndrome. So I am asserting that this middle school syndrome is an equal problem for parents and kids. And it's something worth talking about, and we will talk about it with our guest today, Wayne Levine for The Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and we're going to do a second segment with him, Teen Rap Again. Once again, I want to thank Shelley's Stereo for sponsoring this segment of The Bruce Salen Show. Shelley's is my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. You can reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. That's 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you there. Please go there when you want to purchase a home theater system or any audiovisual product. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it is time for a break. This first segment, as all of them seem to, has sped by. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View.
Father of two, Bruce Salen, he knows what to do. Bruce Salen.